Welcome to the Green Living Show. Whether you live in the Northeast, Southwest, Northwest, or anywhere else in the country, this is the place to learn about how to be healthier and save money. To be on the show, call us at 1-866-444-3478. Or just sit back and enjoy the chat. Here he is, your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome. If I turn my headphones down, I just blew my own head off there. Welcome, everybody, to the show. We've got a lot going on for you today. We're going to start the hour talking about the farm bill with Judith McGarry, and then after the bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking about probiotics and some of the things that are important for your health. So strap in for all that. If you want to call and be on the show, it's same number we use for all 5 hours of my show, the Saturday show and the Sunday show as well. It's 1-866-444-3478. And before we start with Judith, let me just tell you, especially if you're a new listener out there, we also have a website called dirtdoctor.com. And there's a shop called the Green Living Shop that covers, it's an online store. If you live in an area that doesn't have some of the things that we talk about, you can go there, see what they look like, and talk to the local retailers about it. Those of you in the Dallas-Fort Worth area can go into the physical Green Living store. But if you want to, you can also do mail order of some of the basic things that I talk about. We also have a lot of information for you besides my books and the website. If you want our weekly newsletter, it's a lot of fun, covers one subject at a time, and we get a lot of response and feedback. We'll talk about the current one a little bit if we have time. You can see it on the website. But if you want our free newsletter, just send us an email. It's all you have to do, or fill out the little form on the homepage there of dirtdoctor.com. But send us an email and you're on the list. That's all you have to do, and you'll get it for free. It's info@dirtdoctor.com is the address. All righty, let's talk to our friend we haven't talked to in a while, and we've got a lot to talk about this morning. Judith McGarry, who is with the Farm and Ranch Freedom Alliance. Good morning, Judith.
Good morning, Howard. Thanks for inviting me on.
You bet. Lots going on here, huh?
It's enough to make your head spin if you're trying to keep track of Congress.
Well, I think it's important for all the listeners and for me, because I'm as confused as anybody, to go back to square one and talk as briefly as you can about how this all got started, what was passed, what apparently you were not in favor of the overall thing, and then in favor of some amendments, and there's a question of constitutionality now that's been broached. Let's just start from square one so everybody gets on the same page.
So the introduction is simply what you and I are talking about is the food safety bill, and this has really been an issue for well over a year and a half now, as Congress has tried to decide what to do about all the headlines on food safety. Mm-hmm. You know, there's an outbreak on salmonella and spinach and this and that. What are they going to do? So the House, a year and a half ago, passed a version of a bill, which was, frankly, horrible.
Right.
I mean, there were no redeeming factors to this bill.
Right.
And then the Senate started taking up its own bill. And we've been involved in that process. And the idea behind this bill is it's an overhaul of the authority of the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA. Mm-hmm. And the FDA is in charge of, first of all, produce, fruits and vegetables, and pretty much any processed food. So jams, jellies, breads, cheeses, canned goods, peanut butter,
mm-hmm.
all of those fall under FDA. And so this bill is a massive overhaul of that. And it, in big picture, expands FDA's powers. I mean, it gives this agency a lot more power to go in and inspect, to require food businesses to go through lots of paperwork requirements, to do mandatory recalls and seize food. It even gives FDA power to go onto a farm and tell the farmer how to grow and harvest their fruits and vegetables.
Any scale farm or ranch, right?
Under the bill as written, yes.
Yeah.
You know, that's the idea, was it was going to come down on anyone, you know, raising food for sale, not backyard gardens of people doing it for themselves, but any scale food that's being sold.
So were the original bill, you guys, just so I'm understanding it, were you people, your organization, Farm and Ranch Freedom Alliance, were y'all totally against the bill originally?
We were very against the bill. I'm also a pragmatist when it comes to politics.
Right.
And there was a lot of momentum to pass a food safety bill. So we looked at the situation and went, look, you know, the odds of killing this bill outright are pretty slim.
Right.
The mainstream food system, and the reality is, you know, 99% of people are getting their food in a grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
They want the government to do something about the food safety. So rather than try to kill the bill, our approach was, let's see if we can't protect the local foods movement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is there a way to say, fine, do what you will with the industrial ag folks, but protect our local food producers from being driven out of business by FDA?
The little guys, and that's where the organic people fell, was in that category, really.
We're talking, you know, whether it's organic or conventional, the folks who are selling at the farmers markets and through the CSAs,
mm-hmm, right,
and through local co-ops, you know, the folks that, for the consumer's perspective, the food you're getting that's not coming from the big grocery store chain.
Right.
So we started working on that, and we worked with Senator Tester of Montana and Senator Hagan from North Carolina,
mm-hmm,
and got an amendment introduced that would exempt out producers who are grossing less than half a million and selling more than half of their products directly to consumers or local outlets.
And before you got that going, they weren't exempted in any way.
No, before we started that, again, the FDA could have come onto the farm of somebody, you know, running a tiny CSA with, you know, 20 families.
Little mom and pop deal, yeah.
Exactly, and told them, no, you have to do this with your tomatoes and this with your spinach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the Tester Amendment was the first attempt to really carve out, you know, our small-scale producers. And not just in this bill. I mean, it's an interesting thing. It's the first time Congress would be acknowledging that, you know, this local foods movement is different.
Right, right.
You know, we're not the same thing as industrial agriculture, and we shouldn't be regulated the same way.
So when it got passed, were these amendments added?
So we spent months and months and months fighting for it. When it passed the Senate, a version of the amendment was added. And so, you know, the bill that came out of the Senate had this amendment in it,
mm-hmm,
and then it went back to the House, and all of a sudden somebody noticed, you have to wonder why they hadn't noticed before, somebody noticed that, wait, it's a Senate bill, you aren't allowed to have revenue-raising provisions in a Senate bill.
Yeah, I read that, a whole other blind side on the thing.
I have to say, I suspect that there's political maneuvering around that.
Yeah,
you know, it's kind of hard to believe no one noticed it before.
Yeah.
But so now they face, you know, they're running out of time. It's a lame duck session. They've only got a couple of weeks left.
Mm-hmm.
And they either have to kick it back to the Senate for the Senate to take out the revenue-raising provisions and then go back to the House. That's really unlikely to happen. Those fees, I mean, what we're talking about is FDA levying fees.
Right.
It are a pretty important part of this bill from the government's perspective. They need a way to pay for some of this.
Yeah.
The other option is that the House simply takes the, you know, some version of this bill and attaches it to another House bill and runs it through that direction.
Just kind of starts over
with, yeah,
it from their standpoint.
Exactly.
So it basically what the Senate did is an unconstitutional move because it has financial stuff in the bill.
That's what people are saying. I mean, I have to say that I don't think it's completely clear-cut, but there's at least a constitutional challenge.
Like everything these days in Congress, I guess. Well, it's interesting because it sounds to me, and I certainly haven't been anywhere nearly as involved as you and a lot of other people, it sounds like both people on the left, the right, the Republicans, and the Democrats were opposed to this to some degree, with the exception of the people that were actually writing the bill. Is that anywhere near correct?
There definitely has been opposition and criticism from all sides, with good reason,
mm-hmm,
and sometimes with not so good reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's even with the Tester Amendment, I have to say, I'm very concerned about FDA getting this much new power. Because FDA has
too.
A track record of doing what agribusiness wants.
Yeah. Well, I am too. It's another kind of big brother situation to me, and especially it was when it had the little people in there. And I guess that's how it all got started, is thrown against the wall that it was going to hurt the small producers. And then everybody started looking at it and saw overall it may have some real question marks.
Yeah, and you know, there's a lot of issue of cost. Even with the fee provisions, it's still probably talking about an additional $1.4 billion in spending on this bill. So, you know, in these financial times, is that really a smart move?
Yep.
You know, there's concern from, and now there's a lot of arguments being made from the agribusiness side, because they're, up till now, they were in favor of this bill because they could absorb the costs and they could function, and they'd get credit for, you know, being on food safety measures and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But now with the Tester Amendment, they're very upset, and they're now talking about trying to kill the bill because they don't want the precedent set that small farms are different.
Judith, hang on. We've got to take a quick break. We'll be back to talk more right after this. Judith McGarry and Howard Garrett.
Lately, there's been a buzz about probiotics, but some of us are still left wondering what they are and why they're so important. The term probiotic refers to dietary supplements or foods that contain beneficial or good bacteria, comparable to those normally found in your body. These good bacteria are depleted by the stresses of everyday modern life. Probiotics help to keep your digestion healthy and boost your overall immune health. In order to maintain the correct ratio of good to bad bacteria, it's necessary for us to supplement our diets with a high-quality probiotic. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning Probiotics 12 Plus is a pioneer of probiotic supplementation. Each capsule contains superior natural ingredients, and no refrigeration is required, making it perfect for traveling. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Howard Garrett here, the Dirt Doctor, for Munster Natural Dog Foods and Cat Foods. The only ones I recommend, the only ones my dogs like. These problems are very, very unusual. They have the richest source of omega-3 of any pet food on the market. Natural preservatives all throughout the product, citric acid, rosemary extract, things like that. Not just in the fats either, but throughout the entire product, even the raw materials coming in to make the products. Munster Natural is loaded with vitamins and minerals, and the blend gives dogs and cats the most beautiful coat you've ever seen. Munster Natural comes in three rations: red bag for puppies, mothers, and athletes, the green bag for normally active dogs, and the blue bag for seniors and less active dogs. Yellow bag, chicken and rice formula, that's the newest one, and it has no wheat or corn. By the way, my dogs like them all. Munster Natural Cat Food has the same basic special ingredients as found in the black bag at the stores that sell quality pet foods.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Add versatility to your spring landscaping with Steel. The Steel Yard Boss is much more than a cultivator for gardens and flower beds. With seven optional attachments, you can dethatch, edge, and aerate your lawn or garden, and clean the driveway with the bristle brush or power sweep attachment. The Yard Boss is lightweight in design, making it easy to carry, hang, and transport, and folds to save on storage space. The MM55 Steel Yard Boss is now just $349.99. Act now and get a free wheel kit with Steel Yard Boss purchase, adding better maneuverability and easier handling. The wheel kit is a $49.99 value. Offer expires June 30th, 2010, or while supplies last. Attachments sold separately. See your local servicing steel dealer today or visit steeldealers.com. That's S-T-I-H-L dealers.com. All prices and promotions are VME SRP. Available at participating dealers while supplies last.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
It's spring and the rabbits are back dining on your plants, flowers, and vegetables. People everywhere have found the best natural solution to protect their gardens. It's Rabbit Scram, America's finest rabbit repellent. Rabbit Scram is organic and really works, guaranteed. Rabbit Scram's granular formula is easily applied, doesn't smell bad, and lasts through rainfall. Look for Rabbit Scram and find independent nurseries and garden centers or visit rabbitscram.com. Rabbit Scram, the name says it all.
Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His Natural Organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at dirtdoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way.
All righty, Howard Garrett back with you, and we're visiting this morning with Judith McGarry, who is the executive director, I guess that's your title, isn't it, Judith, of the Farm and Ranch Freedom Alliance, and their website is farmandranchfreedomalliance.org, is that correct?
It's farmandranchfreedom.org.
Doesn't have the alliance in there. Okay, good. Talking about the food safety bill that has been a problem from the beginning is now, I guess, safe to say, in trouble of happening, and that may be a good thing. One thing I was going to ask you, Judith, doesn't the FDA already have the power to do the kinds of things this bill talks about?
The FDA does have a lot of power already. But there are things that it doesn't have the power to do. So, for instance, one thing in this bill that's very clearly new is mandatory recall. The FDA right now can't force a business to recall contaminated food.
Oh, really? Okay.
Now, most businesses will, because it's kind of bad for business if your customers start keeling over sick.
Lawsuits and loss of money. And
exactly.
And so
but yes. FDA can't force them. It's questionable how much FDA can regulate how farmers grow and harvest their crops.
Right.
It's not clear-cut, but it's a gray area. This bill would make it very clear that FDA can do that. The bill also sets up this new, what's called HACCP, Hazard Analysis and Critical Control Point System, for processed foods, and that's new. We've seen it in the realm of meat. We've seen the problems with it in the realm of meat. It's basically substitutes on-site inspections. Instead, you do a lot of paperwork, which is good for big business, not so good for food safety or for small businesses.
Does I'm on the board at TDA, the Texas Organic board, and we talk about this stuff a little bit. And how does it affect the organic producers specifically? Is there anything in there? A lot of the organic people have been nervous about it and been writing and calling me and a lot of the emails flying around and everything. What's the most direct risk for the organic producers here?
Probably the biggest risk came from, or and still does, come from the food safety standard, or the produce safety standards, where the FDA tells farmers how to grow and harvest crops. Because we're talking about an agency that doesn't understand organics or small-scale diversified production. And so they talk about things like coming up with a standard for tomatoes and a standard for leafy greens and a standard for watermelons and a standard for cantaloupes.
Would that standard include what and how you fertilized and how you did pest control and all that?
Yes, it would. And it's unlikely, I mean, it's highly unlikely that some of the internet scenarios would come to pass. I mean, it would be really unlikely that FDA would say, for instance, you have to use this pesticide or this herbicide, and you wouldn't be able to say, I'm sorry, I'm organic, I'm not doing that. The problem is a bit more subtle. The problem is, you know, organics isn't just not using pesticides and herbicides.
Absolutely, absolutely.
It's about, you know, diversified production and intercropping and using companion planting and having buffer zones to attract beneficial insects.
Having healthy soil so you don't have insects and disease problems to begin with.
Exactly.
Right.
I mean, it's a complicated, holistic system.
I can just see some guy coming out to my farm and looking over my shoulder and telling me how to do things different. I don't think that would work very well.
No, it wouldn't. You know, so the problem is, you know, if FDA came up with standards that just, you know, interfered with the whole system that organics uses.
Well, these two senators that you mentioned, Tester and what was the other fellow's name?
The second one is Senator Kay Hagan.
Kay Hagan, okay, I'm sorry. Are they on board with us, or did they just see the, are they kind of like you, more of a pragmatist? Are they leaning the organic direction any at all? Is that one reason they had some concerns?
Well, Senator Tester actually is actually himself an organic farmer.
Okay, great.
So he grows grains, not fruits and vegetables. But, yes, he's a very strong believer in organics and has been a major supporter in a lot of ways. I mean, he helped us fight the National Animal ID System.
Cool.
He supported provisions to improve competition in the livestock industry. He's a wonderful proponent for sustainable ag. Senator Kay Hagan, I don't know, is quite as much into sustainable ag per se, but she is very concerned about small-scale farming.
Mm-hmm.
She pays attention to the farmers' markets and what's happening in the local communities. And so, yeah, both of them, I think they're both also pragmatists. You can't be in the Senate without being a pragmatist.
Do we have anybody in Texas? You and I talked about Jim Hightower a little bit off the air, other than Jim, who's on our side here in Texas?
You know, when I go to the Texas legislature, you find people on our side from both sides of the aisle. Not a lot, but a growing interest in this. I mean, I have to say, just the last couple of years, you know, when I walk into staffers' offices now, several of them, when they see, like, our materials, will say things like, oh, have you read Omnivore's Dilemma?
Good.
You know?
Good book. Really good book.
Or, man, I just saw Food, Inc. That's really appalling. You know? So there's beginning to be more of a consciousness. The flip side of that is there's a huge agribusiness presence here in Texas.
It's very powerful, and, you know, Jim Hightower, as you and I talked off the air, I certainly don't agree with a whole lot of his positions and everything. I like him, and he's been a great help on some of these things that we're talking about. Well, we need more people on board, and hopefully we can make that happen. What can you recommend that the public do to help this move the right direction?
Well, on the immediate issue of the federal food safety bill, this is a good time to call your congressman.
Okay.
Because, you know, the next move really probably is in the House of Representatives.
That's a good recommendation. We're about out of time. You got any final last thoughts?
Regardless of what happens with this bill, it's important that people stay involved. Because the reason we've gotten into the problems we've had is because people sort of check out and they pay attention, understandably, to their local interests and what's going on with their farm or their, you know, their daily lives. And that, I understand that. But if we're going to reverse what's happened, if we're going to get back control away from agribusiness, we need people to get involved and stay involved.
Judith, thank you very much, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Howard.
Clean, pure water is crucial to our health. Aquasana home water filtration products have been voted Best Buy by Consumers Digest 6 years in a row. Visit Aquasana.com today to receive the Dirt Doctor special of 20% off factory direct purchases. Use the promo code Dirt Doctor at checkout to receive your 20% discount, free same-day shipping, and a free Aquasana glass water bottle. Order now by going to Aquasana.com. That's A-Q-U-A-S-A-N-A.com. And make sure to use the Dirt Doctor promo code.
Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at dirtdoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way.
Spring is here, and it often brings the need for many home repair projects. Is your household budget stretched so it's hard to afford basic home repairs and improvement projects? Here are some green living, do-it-yourself projects that will enhance your health and save you money. Fix a leaky faucet. Paint a room with low VOC paint. Install an attic tent to create an air transfer barrier between your attic and living areas. Install a solar attic fan. Enjoy a high-powered, water-saving showerhead. Purchase do-it-yourself radiant barrier for your attic ceiling. Or get an easy-to-install under-sink water filtration system. These projects require having the right tools and, more importantly, great information so you don't have to figure everything out by yourself. Visit howardgarrett.com for helpful step-by-step advice, how-to guides, and the best products for your spring green living home improvement projects.
There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are the following: non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bed and bath products, bamboo cutting boards and food utensils, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient cookware, natural pet products, as well as energy-saving products like the right light fixtures and solar chargers for electrical devices. The place that can help you with wonderful advice and all of these products is Green Living. They're very easy to find. It's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. Green Living has all of the gardening products recommended by the Dirt Doctor, but also organic coffee, The Missing Link, Redmond Sea Salt, baby care, bed and bath, home care, and pet products. That's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
All right, Howard Garrett back. And those of you that heard the beginning of the show know that we have another guest coming up, but just real quickly for you, we got a little bit rushed right there at the end with Judith. If you want more information about the food safety bill, which I just, the more I hear, the more I'm opposed to it happening in any shape, form, or fashion, and more control the government out there telling producers what to do, especially the small-scale organic people who could easily get thrown under the bus in this thing, it seems to me. Go to Judith's website's nonprofit organization called Farm and Ranch Freedom Alliance. The website is farmandranchfreedom.org, and you can get the details there, kind of the pro and con of the thing. And once again, it seems to me like folks on both sides, Republicans and Democrats, with the exception of the people in the Senate, are opposed to this thing. So take a look and get involved, and hopefully we can make some sense out of a bill, or just sweep it under the rug or put it in the compost pile and do with it what we should do. Our next guest is Anne Louise Gittleman. She is a nutritional advisor and consultant to Essential Formulas, which is the company that brings us the wonderful product that you've heard me talking about quite a bit and that I take myself. It's a probiotic product that comes from Japan. Good morning, Anne Louise.
Good morning, Howard, and how are you today?
Could not be better because I'm fairly healthy, I guess, and I think the product helps me. It's not the only thing I do. I do a lot of other things as well, and I want to talk about the probiotic product, but also some of the other recommendations that you have. I've read a little bit about the things that you recommend. Give us a little background on your experience with this this whole general subject.
Well, I have been in search of the perfect probiotic for years, and I bumped into the Dr. O'Hara's Probiotic 12 Plus, I'd say about 10 years ago, and have been a fan ever since. I have found it to be not just a mere probiotic, but a real flora feeding system, which contains the prebiotics that keep those probiotics full, viable, and healthy, as well as organic acids, which have been found in humans and are backed by about 20 years of study. So I believe that when it comes to overall health, Howard, as well as losing weight, interestingly enough, I think it's time to count on probiotics rather than count on calories, because probiotics have the ability to make your body more efficiently extract calories and absorb them from food, so that if you change the composition of the intestinal bacteria, then you can eat, lose weight without counting a single calorie. And that's pretty revolutionary news in my book.
Well, I want to talk about sugars quite a bit. I noticed that you seem to be on the same page with me on that. And how that relates. But also, you mentioned acids there. One of the questions that I get from people who have tried to do a little research about their health and everything, they read information that says that you need to have a more alkaline gut, more alkaline body. And then they hear me recommend natural apple cider vinegar and things that are acid. You mentioned acids being positive there. How do you answer that question?
I say that not all acids are created equal, and the pH is different in different parts of the body. Mm-hmm. So we all should not be too alkaline, especially when it comes to your stomach, which naturally should be on the acid side, as well as the colon. Without the proper lactic acid bacteria, you cannot fight off virus, nor the pathogens, nor some of the yeast that seems to overgrow in this day and time. So an acid gut is what you want, an acid tummy is what you want, and many of the other organs and tissues can therefore be alkaline, but when it comes to acidity, it's very key that those organs have the proper balance of pH. And I, like you, Howard, have been a big believer of apple cider vinegar for many, many years. I studied with a woman who lived to the ripe young age of 106 and believed in apple cider vinegar on a daily basis.
Well, I use it for all kinds of things. We use it in our horticultural sprays in the mixture that we call Garrett juice. It's one of the things that we put out. And a lot of what I do to improve the health of the soil is exactly what you teach about the health of the gut. And a lot of the things that people do, you know, the sugars, the artificial sweeteners, the medicines that a lot of people take really do a lot of destruction for what you're trying to teach people to build up. And that's why so many people should probably give this probiotic product a shot.
And it's something that I've talked about in three of my detox books. So as far as I'm concerned, it's not just even about overall health, but for those individuals that have gotten on the detox bandwagon, just looking at what I mention in the Gut Flush Plan, as well as Fat Flush for Life, will show them that a probiotic like Dr. O'Hara's is an integral part, along with diet and exercise, to meet all of your health and fitness goals as we start to approach 2011.
Your books, I need to get and read. Where can people find them easily?
Well, they can find them at every major bookstore in the country. Certainly Amazon is one of the better buys in town. in terms of a virtual bookstore or on AnnLouise.com.
All right, good. The probiotic product was made by Dr. Ohira in Japan. Tell people a little bit about the technical aspects of the product itself that you like so much.
Well, it's live bacteria. It's not freeze-dried. Mm-hmm. It's alive and well and viable lactic acid bacteria that your body needs. And the 12 strains that it contains were fermented together, which I like. So it kind of avoids this territorial competition that, to me, is really the downside of combining all those freeze-dried strains that you see in other products. It's cultured about 3 years, which allow the strongest organisms to flourish, you know, the stronger survive. And the capsules themselves are filled with that rich medium that's used in the fermentation product. So the bacteria then become, as I mentioned previously, a feeding system, which arrive in your gut and live happily ever after with their ideal food supply. I think it's unusual because it doesn't need to be refrigerated, and it also contains a very potent strain of lactic acid bacteria that has been found to neutralize those smart bugs that are out there, you know, the E. coli, the H. pylori, and the C. difficile, which is now the most prevalent, unfortunately, hospital germ that's on the warpath. So as far as I'm concerned, if you want to protect yourself on a daily basis against allergy, if you want to make sure that you're regular, you want to make sure that there's not too much yeast overgrowth, which can contribute to overweight, this is one of your best friends and one of your allies in terms of overall health as well as paring off the pounds.
I talk about probiotics in general to my friends, and I, of course, mention it on the air, and people come back to me and say, oh, yeah, my doctor recommended probiotics, and I've been taking some for a while now. Find out that it's some other product. I think there's a lot of differences with Dr. Ohira's product, but maybe the biggest one is this three-year business, don't you think?
I think so, because the strongest bacteria survive, and so that everything starts working together very synergistically, and you have a lot of the natural end products of the bacteria. I think it's really different than anything that's out there because of the organic acid component, Howard. You see, I'm a big believer with you that the right kind of acid is really what differentiates health from disease. Mm-hmm. And because they're the organic acids in your system, the colon, the colonic pH more specifically, remains viable. It remains at the right balance. And then your gut becomes inhospitable to any of these other pathogens that thrive in an alkaline environment. So a tad on the acidic side is where you want to be when it comes to your gut and your tummy once again. And by the way, people don't just use this as a probiotic to replenish the bacteria that may have been destroyed by antibiotics or through secondhand antibiotics in food. It can be used as a digestive enzyme as well.
Well, I was going to ask you, if somebody is on a diet that's not all that great and they still eat, you know, a lot of desserts and sugars and maybe the wrong kind of fats, the fats that we don't recommend, things like that, will taking probiotics help that person, or do they need to change their diet too?
Well, you know something, to me, this isn't just a probiotic. This is really a probiotic that is alive with many vitamins. I mean, it creates vitamin A, yeah. B1, B2, B3, B5, B12, K, yeah. And Biden.
Right.
And it makes essential fatty acids that feed the gut lining. So in and of itself, it to me is almost a vitamin supplement. So this is going to help any good diet and exercise program immeasurably.
Do you take other vitamins yourself, or do you use the probiotics to cover everything?
No, I take other vitamins myself. I'm a big believer in extra zinc. I think it is the most efficient vitamin, or I should say mineral more specifically, in the American diet. We get way too much copper in our soy products and all the teas that people are drinking, all the chocolate, the vegetarian and the vegan diets that are so in vogue today.
Yep.
Big believer in zinc. So I say think zinc and accompany that with Dr. Ohira's, and you're on the right track to overall health as well as a slimmer waistline.
Yeah, which I want to talk about more, but I'm curious about this zinc thing. So basically you take this probiotic product in zinc, and that's your regime?
No, I take more than zinc. If I can go through every single diet supplement that I take adrenals. I take extra support for my adrenals. I'm one of those individuals that believes that what's worth doing is worth overdoing, so I'm on sympathetic overload in terms of my little nervous system here. So adrenals to support my low blood pressure, my hypoglycemia. I take natural vitamin C. I actually take a time-release vitamin C. I take extra vitamin E. I take the zinc that I spoke to you about, a B complex, and magnesium, because I think magnesium is a heck of a lot more important than calcium. And, oh, and by the way, I do take about 5,000 IUs of vitamin D.
Well, I was going to talk to you about vitamin D a little bit, because I've taken it, and I take a lot of the things that you talk about there, not all of them, but vitamin D has some news from some research saying that it doesn't do as much as it has been if people have led us to believe. What do you think about that new report that just came out?
Here's what I think. I tell all my people to take a vitamin D blood test, which is very available. It's rather inexpensive. You take your vitamin D blood test, and you figure out what your own levels are. And you will find...
I'll tell you what, Ann Louise, we're going to have to break. Let's do that, and then we won't be rushed.
Okay,
right? We'll talk right after this, okay?
You got it.
One of the most common recommendations I make for people who are trying to increase the plant growth, especially plants that are having problems, is to use Thrive by Alpha Bio, containing beneficial bacteria and mycorrhizal fungus. And it's just remarkable what increased plant growth and health you'll see. Give it a try if you haven't already. For more information, go to alphabiosystems.com. That's 888-265-7929. Or check with your local retailer.
It's spring, and the deer are back dining on your garden delights. People everywhere have found the best natural solution to lost greenery. It's Deer Scram, America's finest deer repellent. Deer Scram is organic and really works, guaranteed. Deer Scram's granular formula is easily applied, doesn't smell bad, and lasts through rainfall. Look for Deer Scram in fine independent nurseries and garden centers, or visit DeerScram.com. That's DeerScram.com. Deer Scram, the name says it all.
There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are the following: non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bed and bath products, bamboo cutting boards and food utensils, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient cookware, natural pet products, as well as energy-saving products like the right light fixtures and solar chargers for electrical devices. The place that can help you with wonderful advice and all of these products is Green Living. They're very easy to find. It's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. Green Living has all of the gardening products recommended by the Dirt Doctor, but also organic coffee, The Missing Link, Redmond Sea Salt, baby care, bed and bath, home care, and pet products. That's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Howard Garrett for Greg Keeney and his affordable hearing staff. This is the company I recommend if you've had some hearing problems or if you've had trouble with hearing aids in the past. That's a fairly common thing. This is a better way to go. Telephone number for affordable hearing is 800-521-1592. You'll be able to take one of these high-quality hearing aids home and test for a while after you're getting your test from Affordable Hearing. Try it out for a week or so with no charge or obligations. You'll find locations for Affordable Hearing in Fort Worth, Dallas, Mineral Wells, and Weatherford. They can meet with you on Saturday or Sunday if that would help. Their helpline is available 7 days a week to answer your questions. And also the number to set an appointment. It's 800-521-1592. 800-521-1592. They have the best quality equipment and the best prices for that equipment. That's why the name is Affordable Hearing.
What cookware should I use? It's a great question because you may already be aware of the problems with pesticides on produce, the mercury in fish, and the chemicals generally in our food. But you may not be aware that your choice of kitchenware can make a difference too. Typical pots and pans can contain chemicals which leach into our food, Teflon in particular, but also aluminum and PVC plastic. Here are some guidelines to watch for. Avoid non-stick pots and pans, bakeware, and utensils because they contain Teflon. Although non-stick kitchenware is very convenient, Teflon is made from toxic compounds which have been linked to cancer and reproductive problems. Avoid pots and pans that may cause aluminum to leach into your food. It's best to use glass bakeware and stainless steel or cast iron pots and pans. Stainless steel and glass mixing bowls are great too. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and find great health-improving products for your kitchen.
Many years ago, while growing up in the nutrient-rich green countryside of Japan, surrounded by pure springs and running water, Dr. O'Hara had the genesis for the idea that would become the fermentation process for one of Japan's best probiotics. Dr. O'Hara discovered the wonders of probiotics, or lactic acid bacteria, when traveling in Malaysia. After researching the Malaysian diet, Dr. O'Hara concluded it must be the fermented foods they ate that contained these beneficial probiotic bacteria that contributed to their good digestion and enhanced immune health. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is the ultimate in probiotic supplementation, combining ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 strains of live cultures for maximum effectiveness, and no refrigeration is required.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Alrighty, Howard Garrett back with you. Ann Louise Gittleman is with us today. She's an expert on health, nutrition, and she, like I, take the product that you just heard an ad for, the probiotic product, and we were talking. I'm pretty fascinated, Ann Louise, if you don't mind talking about your personal regime there. I think it's helpful for people to hear that. A lot of things that you do, I do myself. And it's kind of an overall program, but one of the things that I got a feeling that you do better than I do is that you really avoid sugar.
Yeah,
I
do.
Any truth to that? Yeah,
I do, because I come from a diabetic family, Howard. My grandmother died of diabetic complications many, many years ago. I never had the pleasure of knowing her, but I'm named after her, so I figured, you know, I didn't want to follow in those DNA footsteps, so to speak. I am very, very careful about all sources of sugar. The only sugar that I will partake in would be anything made with a little raw honey, and it has to be localized honey that contains all the minerals of the area that I think my body needs.
I'm right on board with that. We promote honey, and that's my main sweetener.
I love it. I mean, you know, years ago I used to do apple cider vinegar and honey. That was the balancer as far as I was concerned.
Oh, I've never done that. That'd be an interesting flavor.
Well, Dr. Jarvis talked about it many years ago. He was the Vermont medicine doctor and made apple cider vinegar kind of a household name in the 50s or so, they say.
How do you mix it?
You take 2 teaspoons of apple cider vinegar, 2 teaspoons of honey, and 8 ounces of hot water. I was taught to take that twice a day, mid-morning and mid-afternoon, when you felt a little tired and logy. And it really brings you right back up, and it gives you the potassium you need, antibacterial, all the enzymes that you're getting in both the apple cider vinegar and the honey. It's delicious. I mean, I take that instead of tea or coffee.
Interesting. I've got to ask you, do you drink any beer or wine at all?
No, I'm also the I'm really, what gal?
you really are hardcore.
I'm hard. Yeah, but I could eat anybody under the table and still remain a size 6 because I take Dr. O'Hara's.
Well, let's talk about the weight loss thing a little bit more before we run out of time. Give some people some insight on that.
I'm a big believer that protein is very important first thing in the morning. So I eat like a king. I have lunch like a queen, and then dinner like a pauper. So my largest amount of calories comes at breakfast time.
Okay. All right.
And I also think that between meals, having a little apple cider vinegar and honey is a great way to keep your energy going.
Yep.
I'm not a big believer in overdoing too much coffee. I think that if you're going to take one cup of coffee a day, have it with your food, but don't take it as kind of a pick-me-upper, because that's when your insulin and your cortisol levels rise and people seem to put on weight right around the middle.
And, of course, you'd put sodas in that category as being an even worse choice, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you want to do your body in terms of calcium and sugar and make it overly acidic, not the right kind of acid, but overly acidic, sure, drink as many, you know, sodas as you want to. Not healthy by any means. Lots of water. And when I'm out, I take lemon and water first thing. That's the first thing I ask the waiter or waitress, the wait person to bring me, is a big glass of hot water, and I put a lot of lemon in there. You get the bioflavonoids, the vitamin C from that. It kind of cleanses the palate. And when I get up in the morning, it's usually a big glass of water with some lemon or lime.
That's what I did this morning
mm-hmm. for you.
I do exactly the same thing. It sounds like a lot of trouble, but once you get into a new regime like that, it's really pretty easy to do. I cheat a little. I'll eat a chocolate chip cookie occasionally. I drink beer and wine, and I may have to start doing more of the vinegar and honey during the day and then not have that craving for a sweet drink, you know, at the end of the day so much.
Well, it's very helpful in terms of leveling off blood sugar. And then one of the biggest tricks that I introduced in my Fat Flush plan is the use of cranberry juice and water.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that provides you with the same kind of basic acid-alkaline balance that the cider vinegar and the honey does. So if that's not, you know, available, then you can always use the formula that I developed, which is the cranberry juice and water, where there's 1 ounce of unsweetened cranberry juice, 2 7-ounce of water, and boy, does that take the edge off of appetite. And for women, it helps to get rid of cellulite, and that's a big deal if you're a female out there.
That's great. But be careful buying cranberry juice that's full of high fructose corn syrup, just cranberry juice, right?
You got it, just cranberry. And you know, you get used to that tart flavor, and you start to crave it. It's really interesting. If you want something sweet, get something tart or something bitter.
And make part of your regime the probiotics product from Dr. O'Hara that you hear me talk about on the show. Thank you, Anne Louise, very much. Anne Louise Gittleman, and her website for more information. Do you have that for people?
It's annelouise.com, Howard.
Okay. Thank you very much for being with me, and we will definitely do this again. And more importantly, I'd like to get together in person and chat about this stuff. I'm sure you can help me, and then I'll pass it on and try to help other people.
It'll be a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
That's Anne Louise Gittleman, and she is right on target with all that stuff, and I'm delighted to hear that. Hope you enjoyed it. We will come back and do another hour. Your radio station doesn't carry that hour. You can listen online at dirtdoctor.com. We stream all 5 hours I do every weekend live at dirtdoctor.com, and podcasts are there of the past shows. If you want my newsletter, it's free. Send us an email. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com. If you want to call and be on the air with me next hour, it's 1-866-444-3478. Thanks for being here.